Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Tell you what, there's nothing better being in the presence of the Lord. Thank you for tuning in. We've been looking at the word repentance and the understanding of the word repentance, and we're going to continue on that. And we're glad you've tuned in. We're glad you're here, all of you. Thank you for being here. Have you all had a good week? God's working for the good, right? All things work together for the what? For the good. Because God is good, right? If he's in it, can't be anything but good. So God's doing good things in the midst of what's going on in this country, right? What a blessing it is to have a relationship with the Lord and be growing and understanding and what His will and calling on our life is. So we're gonna look at this. Let's go ahead and let's look at the vision. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right. You know, to have peace, you got to have peace with people, peace with God, and peace with yourself. And that can only come from God and God alone. And that's what he's saying. That what I just said comes from Hebrews chapter 12 and says, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. See, you need peace in your life, and you need holiness. Holiness comes from the fear of God. And you have the fear of God in your life, that's holy. But when you have peace with all people, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with man, that produces holiness. Now look, then you can see God. I used to think that was talking about going to heaven. That's not talking about going to heaven. That's talking about seeing Him working now in your life. When you get frustrated and worried and angry, and that's because you can't see God. But when you can see God, you got something going on. Did you hear me? That's good news right there. Because look, when you can see God, it's because you got Him in His rightful place. He doesn't want you to have unforgiveness towards people. He wants you to have peace with people. He wants you to stay in a relationship with Him. You see, that's why He says, because you, in Psalms 91, because you have set your love on me. That word set means to restore to a proper position and a stable state. You got Him in the right place because you've set your love upon me. When you call, I will answer. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. Amen. There's vision. He lets you see it. You see that? When you can see it, you can be it. When you can see it, listen, when you can see it, you can. Nobody else can tell you different. You know that you're going in the right direction. Are you with me? That's the way we ought to be living. Too many people want to live their life pleasing people. Them people aren't concerned. They don't know everything about you. It says all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Hebrews 4:13. I'm already preaching, aren't I? Amen. That's why we ought to be trying to please him, because he sees everything. Amen. He sees everything. That's good news right there. He sees it all. And so when you please him, you got something going on. It says when a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies are at peace with him. Proverbs 16:7. Man, I'm already preaching now. Come on now. Amen. All right, let's go to the vision. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Amen. Not laying again the foundation. Foundation means it's in there. The standard is there. It's there. So if you have to lay it again, it's because it wasn't there. There's a lot of people going to church that don't understand what we're talking about. Repentance means change your mind. Metanoia. Change the way you think. Folks, if you're not changing the way you think, you are falling apart. You are miserable. And you're going nowhere. We have to understand. We have to change the way we think. Are you with me? Am I making sense? All right. Not laying again the foundation of repentance. So we're going to look into, there's four elements of how to approach repentance and how we get it working in our life. So repentance means change your mind. Meta means change. Noia means mind. Change your mind. Remember Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In Matthew 4:17, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Change your mind towards this kingdom, because it's not what you think it is. So we have to change the way we think to get our lives operating and functioning in this kingdom. All right, so now let's look at this. So, you know, I've been, watching this thing on Barna. Barna does a lot of studies on the church, you know, and the people, and just, I like Barna. He's real practical. Well, he is spiritual, but, you know, sometimes he's not, well, I'm not going to say that. He just has a lot of wisdom on how to see people. Amen? So he says today that in the church, we need to have, I like this, we need to increase our capacity for the complexity that's coming into our churches. And what he meant by that, he's saying that you got people coming to church, their children don't know anything about the Bible. You got people coming to, them kids have 3 and 4 moms. You see that? Some of them have been married 2 and 3 and 4 times in blended families. Your pastor's in a blended family. Are you listening to me? Mixed. All kinds of complexities coming in. We're going to have to increase our capacity to help them with solutions. And God has given you the answer. Are you listening to me? We're going to be able to help people. But it's not going to be easy. When I was in Panama, it's like, wow, all these kids coming and these mothers trying to help them and no dads anywhere. I'm telling you what, men have got to get their bootstraps and get up, I better watch. Men got to get their stuff together. Because they're supposed to be leading. But we got everything coming into church. I remember there was a girl, she had in Panama, 14 years old, had a baby, just had a baby, helping lead worship. You know, I know Jesus was there. That's where we need to be. We need to be with people like that. And I'm going to tell you what, if we can't let them in and we're not concerned about them, we're not in the will of God.
That's right.
Donita saw a car falling apart out there in the parking lot. And I looked at it. I used to drive something like that. But here's what I'm trying to show you. It won't stay that way. When you get in there and you start to understand and you start to put the word of God in your life and the dots start to come together, things change. Everything changes. It gets better. There's nothing better than this right now. Are you with me?
Right.
That's the way it is. Oh, be still. All right, hold on. Where are we at? We're going to increase our capacity to assist our own complexities that we face in life and others' complexities. You see, you watch the news. Man, wars going on, people being killed right and left, people shooting their wives, people doing things just crazy. Mental illness is a problem. And you know what? They're saying anxiety. Children are full of anxiety. They should be able to be happy and enjoying life. And are you listening to me? All right. I'm telling you what, this God is good. Now look, let's go to Timothy, 2 Timothy, Christina. And I want to look at this verse. We looked at it last week, but I'm going to do a little recap. And if you guys ever needed to get rid of me, it should be right now. I'll tell you what. You better get me out of here. This is the word. Oh, God. God is so good. Listen to me. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient. Now, we've extrapolated all that, and I'm not going to go over all that. But I like what we started with, not quarrel. You got to get the strife out. Get the strife out your life. The Bible teaches that in James, that strife comes from within. It's pride. It's pride is the opposite of humility. Humility is Christ. You see that? When you're walking in humility, it's because Christ is with you. Now look at this. In humility, correcting those who are in opposition. In humility, you can speak love to them and speak out of humility, and they aren't going to run. You know that? They're not going to run. When you're kind and gracious towards people who are being mean and cantankerous and upset at you all the time, you can be walking humility. And even correct them. You'll watch. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And you know what? Eventually, and you keep loving them, they'll come around. What you talking about? They want to know. Because you're not treating them like everybody else is. You're treating them different. Your capacity is increasing for the complexities they're facing in life. And what you're facing in life. Now look at this. If God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth. See, God wants you to know the truth, and only He can grant you repentance. When you repent, God can grant you. You know what He's going to do? He's going to show you the truth. Remember, what's the word truth? Nothing concealed, reality revealed. It's the Greek word aletheia. Nothing concealed, reality revealed. That's what the Word of God is. It's the truth. And it reveals things to you. Reality. This is the way life works. This is the truth about this. There's no deception in this. This is how it works. If you'll do it this way, it's going to work for you and bring freedom to your life. You see that? But here's what happens. When that happens, sometimes we don't take it. We don't want it. So let's just call that, remember we talked about renouncing the things of shame in 2 Corinthians 4? Renounce, remember? You renounce the things the enemy's doing, and you speak what God is doing. You see that? What God pronounces over His word, He's pronouncing something to you. And then what happens is, if you don't receive it, you denounce it. Denounce means reproach. Reproach means disgrace. If you denounce it and you keep denouncing it, it's going to end up in disgrace. You didn't hear that. Did you hear me? But if you receive it, He can bring freedom into your life. Did you hear me? If you receive it, it can bring freedom into your life. And that's when your mind is free, it's focused on God. Your vision is clear. You see this? Helps you in your decisions. Helps you in your processing what's happening around you and to you. Well, you see things when your mind is clear. And that's what repentance does. It clears your mind and gets you back to God. You staying with me now? Look at this. So that you may what? Know the truth. Now look. Give me the next one. And that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Now, and that they may come to their senses. That's your desires, your feelings, your emotions. I want you to get all them and listen to what he's saying. And you'll escape. Step out of the snare of the devil. The word snare is trap. Now get a hold of this. Years ago, I saw this film in Africa. How they capture monkeys. And these tribes would capture these monkeys. They would drill a hole in a tree. They drill a hole. They had it down to a science. They drill it the same size every time. They gave the, for hundreds of years, they've been trapping them this way. Monkey would climb up the tree. Now get this. They found out what the monkey likes. What he's crazy about. Wasn't bananas. That's a good answer, though. Sweet gum. So they would put sweet gum in that hole. Monkey would climb up there. He's looking in that hole. Oh, he's got the vision. He sees it now. That's me some sweet gum. He'll stick his hand in there, and he has to take his hand and fold it up to get it in the hole. Once he gets it in there, gets a hold of it, and he puts his fist, gets it in his hand, and he makes a fist, and he tries to pull it out. He can't even get his arm out because his fist, he's holding on to it. It won't come out of there. And so what has happened? And now the tribe, they come up with a club. Pop. He's holding on to the, he wouldn't let, all he had to do was let go and go up higher into the tree. And he'd have been okay. But no, he's got this. His senses are consumed with what he wanted. Because he wouldn't let go, it brings death. And you see, that's the way it is. When your senses are out of control, they can trap you and really bring death, separate you from God. That means there's an area of your life that he wants to connect you with God. If you'll pay attention and get to the truth to stay free. You didn't get that. So don't be a monkey. Try to hold on to something. Are you with me? That's like that old Rocky Road ice cream. I had to let that go. Or I'd have me some major booty do, wouldn't I? Let's keep moving. Now look at this. That's what happens. You end up doing his will when you denounce what God is trying to get to you. You see that? And this works in every area of your life. So now, let's go to Psalms 32. And we're going to look at the four elements of repentance. And David wrote this, and in Psalm 51, he wrote this after he sinned with Bathsheba. Isn't that something? David sinned with Bathsheba, and God said David was a man after his own heart. This is what I like about David. He was willing to repent. And Jesus quoted him, and leadership conferences talk about David all over the world because of his leadership, because he was willing to repent. Are you listening to me? And when we understand this, repentance is going to be your friend. You see this? It really, really will help you. All right. Now look at Psalms 32, verse 1. I didn't give you what the word is, did I? First one is, these are the four elements. First element, you want to know what it is? Acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. Acknowledgement of your sin. Look what David said. I acknowledged my sin to you. To who? To God. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I have not hidden. Iniquities are patterns in your life that will hold you in sin, that were passed on to you as far back as 3 and 4 generations. Repentance has the power to liberate you from those patterns, to free you. You see this? So now look. I acknowledge my sin. So that's the first element. In Psalms 51, 3 and 4, he says, against you only have I sinned. You know, something that the Lord has been showing me, that people are worried. Anybody ever worry? You know, to worry is sin. You're doubting that God's going to take care of you. You're doubting God. Did you hear what I just said? So now think about this. I acknowledged my sin. I see it. Now catch this. like I said, anxiety is really one of the biggest problems we're facing in this world today. Mental health. Anxiety is fear. So when you're into fear, you can't be into faith. Unless it's the fear of God. Because see, when you fear God, it trumps all other fears. And it puts you in that right position with God. Did you catch what I just said? I said, did you catch what I just said? The word fear, the fear of God, is honor, respect. Now, get a hold of this. Anxiety is a problem in the mind. There's so much scripture on the mind. But now, really, you got to get this, what's going on happening here today. Now, listen. Anxiety is fear of the unknown or fear without adequate cause. Here's the Greek word. You ready? M-E-R-I-M-N-A. M-E-R-I-M-N-A. Now, it's used in the New Testament about 25 times. 25 times. And five of those times, it's used as in a positive way. So here's, if I'm anxious, okay, let's say I can get anxious about the church sometimes because I'm trying to increase my capacity for the complexities I'm facing and for you all, what's coming in the door. And so as I'm doing that, I need to be aware. You see that? And I need, now listen, it's a positive, because if I'm preparing and helping, I'm going to be motivated to be responsible for what I'm a little anxious about. It's like if you have a big thing on the weekend, and if there's somebody here like you, Jocelyn, you're getting married, you got all these people. I'm just saying, you get married, you're going to be responsible. You're going to be a little anxious, but you're going to be responsible of how you want it because, you know, she wants it a certain way and you're going to do it the way she wants it. That's okay to be that way. If you have an important function for the weekend, you should be a little anxious and be motivated with responsible behavior. Mental health is defined as being free from anxiety. Free from anxiety. The majority of the uses of the word refer to debilitating worry and doubt. So fear is full of worry and doubt. This word, M-E-R-I-M-N-A, is a Greek word and it's compounded. The first part of this word, M-E-R-I, means divided. The second part is mind. Divided mind. Did you hear what I said? So that's what fear does. That's what anxiety does. It's trying to separate your mind from what's healthy and what God has for you.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.